Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouthwatering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going. But the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme. Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the 49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So
time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. Still in Nashville, about to head to the airport, but wanted to jump on and just, you know, as I went to bed last night, it was funny because it was like, all right, what do we want to do? Like, what should be the focus of today's show or this morning's show? I want it to be all about the rookies. You know, whenever I listed almost all the players I was excited about and that I wanted to see, it was, man, let's focus on these young pups, the undrafted free agents, and just kind of go through how did they do. Because when I was watching the game, that's where my eyes were. I was watching the sideline, you know, just an old coaching habit. Who's coming in? Who's going out? Who are we trying to figure out, like, you know, is doing well, is doing bad? And it was just almost all the rookies, which they got a lot of snaps. I know D Winters was out there. I love that. And yeah, there's a lot of bad. Ronnie Bell was terrible. Ambry Thomas is terrible and got hurt. And there was a lot of negatives, but there were a lot of positives too. And as I went through, you know, just listing every undrafted free agent, rookie, every draft pick that we had, goodness, so many positives. So we're going to start at the top and just work our way down. First round pick, Ricky Pearsall, obviously did not play. So that's a gigantic negative, huge missed opportunity, especially whenever Brandon Ayuk's really, really bad. Really, really bad. So that hurts. Let's move on to the guys that did get some playing time. Renardo Green, good Lord. A lot of good, a lot of bad. He got a lot of playing time, played inside at nickel, played outside, which was really, really cool. Didn't have the big splash plays that you saw from D Winters, that you saw from Malik Mustafa, that you saw from a lot of these other players, especially the young pups. But, man, you've got to give it to him. His very first game playing multiple positions, not easy. Playing special teams, not easy. But I did feel there were a few times where he was a little hesitant, which I didn't like. I felt like Renardo Green really had a great training camp and was just constant ascension and just showing that he belonged and showing that, you know, he could do the multiple positions and was kind of fighting for that cornerback number 3-4 spot. I feel like he kind of took a step back and the moment was just a little bit too big for him. That's okay. We'll see how he progresses and all that stuff. He did get that goofy fumble recovery where the ball was in the hands of like 40 different players for 20 seconds or whatever else. Finished the day with 4 tackles, 2 solo stops, which I like. Physicality came across. He really likes to press receivers and get into that. So the zone drops, I felt like we're a little lacking, a little stiff. We'll kind of have to see how that plays out with him. But Renardo Green, I didn't think had a bad day at all, but I don't think that it was on par with what we saw in training camp. Dominic Pooney, good gosh. You know, third round pick, played entire first half, seems like, and really got the test of he went against the Tennessee Titans starters and held his own. The IQ showed off. You know, the two traits that I liked the most when talking about Dominic Pooney was IQ and anchor. And both those things came across. Wasn't in the face of the quarterback at all. Kyle Shanahan said, you know, there was no point where I was mad at him. Now, from a coaching perspective and kind of where I sit, I always like to sit high, you know, in between the 40s, as close as I can get. Usually in between the 30s, but it was a preseason game, so I spoiled myself. Me and Rusty were set. We had good seats. But it's not the easiest to watch offensive line play from the sideline view. Every single coach and whatever, whenever the all 22 comes out and we get that in zone view, almost our entire breakdown offensively, almost, is going to be watching number 77. So the 49ersrush.com, as soon as I get that tape, I think I get it later tonight or early tomorrow. That's going to be up on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel. Frank Gore tier and below. Every single offensive play that rookie Dominic Pooney had will be completely broken down. Footwork, anchor ability, you know, just handling stunts. The Titans blitzed on the very first pass play. Like, the Titans were not holding back. They played all their starters. They were just coming for it. So it's going to be – it's a legitimate look that we got from Dominic Pooney, and I'm excited to see him because, you know, we saw in the very first drive on that touchdown run by Jordan Mason – where, you know, Dominic Pooney gets his block, but then looks over, goes and grabs Mason and kind of throws him into the end zone. And again, the two highest traits we had for him, anchor and IQ, and those things coming across in a preseason game, that's huge. That is huge. So really, really like him. We're going to be very, very heavy Dominic Pooney on our breakdown on that. So stay tuned for that. Again, if you haven't signed up yet, we've got a free 7-day trial. So go sign up, watch it, see if you like it, support the show. And if you don't, you can cancel free of charge, no questions asked, all those. Now we get to our next guy. Kate, it says, is it pronounced Malik or Malik? Well, it's pronounced Malik for Mustafa. It's pronounced Malik for Collins. So a little different pronunciation, a little different spelling as well, but it's Malik Mustafa. I'm sure I'm going to mess that up a lot, and I really do apologize. Not what I want to do, but that's okay. That's okay. Malik was awesome. Now, I'm sure you're going to read glowing reports and how he's going to be pushing for playing time and was an all-star and all those things. I don't think that that's the correct take on the way Malik played. The huge, and probably a play of the day, there were a few plays of the day for the 49ers, but one of them was that fourth down stop by Malik Mustafa. It was incredible. Came up, thumped a dude, probably outweighs him by 20 pounds, stopped him dead in the tracks. They gave him the first down initially. Shanahan reviewed it, threw the flag. They reversed it. Wasn't even close. It was like a half yard short. Really, really bad spot by the sideline official, but they got it right. Amazing play. Having said those things, that does not cover the probably 40 to 50 snaps that Malik got. And there were a lot of bad ones. There was one point where Samuel Womack was literally screaming at him during the huddle because he missed a communication call, in which it would have looked bad for Samuel Womack because he was supposed to have deep help, but Malik passed off and jumped on the shallow route. And you could see right off the bat that things were not okay. And there were several points where he kind of just was flat footed and didn't react to, you know, caught watching tape, watching the game, the play unfold instead of just reacting and going, which we haven't seen him do that in training camp, but we did see him do it some last night. So yes, all the positive accolades you're going to read, you're going to see on Twitter and all these articles, awesome play, awesome play. And I love this kid. Just pump the brakes. The tape is not going to be as positive on him as the articles and the highlights are. The highlights are awesome. The articles are awesome. Not saying they're wrong. I'm just saying a little bit more nuanced take on the way that he played the game collectively is probably needed. Still very positive. I am a huge Malik. He was my favorite draft pick that we had for where we selected him out of the entire draft. Value where I ranked everybody and where we picked him. I love Malik. But just watch the entire tape first, and there's some issues. There's a lot of learning curves, and I still think he's really buried on that depth chart. Hufanga, Jair Brown, who was probably, you know, one of the only starters that actually played. You could tell the 49ers want him to get that experience. He was literally one of the only starters that was out there. Him and Bates and Dominic Pooney, maybe Colton McKivitt's got a thing as well, but He was good. It reminded me a lot of Jalen Graham's preseason last year, where he had those huge flash plays, but still a lot of inconsistencies and zone drops, you know, first to second read, all those things. Because in all seriousness, there should have been a 60-yard touchdown that would have went against Malik Mustafa just on that busted communication with him and Samuel Womack. So obviously that didn't happen. Their quarterback missed it, which is great. But from a coaching film perspective, I'm telling you, that's a learning moment. And that's a good thing because it didn't cost you. So you got the learning moment. You got the vet correcting the rookie. They're going to go through it in the film room. That's huge. So still very, very positive. But, I mean, Hufanga, Jair Brown, and George Odom, those guys, that's your top three safeties. That's them. So Malik is very far away from getting into that safety rotation. I don't expect to see that for a while. Even with one injury, you're talking two injuries before that's going to take place. So I love that he's getting all the reps that he's getting, and special teams going to be huge. You know, we talk about three safety looks a lot. 49ers don't practice it, so I doubt we're going to be getting that. Literally haven't practiced it once through training camp. Maybe that changes when Huff gets back, but I think that's a little bit further down the line for now. But we'll see. Still very positive from Malik. Just watch it all. The highlights do not make the entire game. That's just what it is. Now, speaking of entire games, if you guys want to go to see the opening game, 49ers Jets, in box seats, have a good time. These tickets are going for $1,800 currently. We are giving away raffle tickets, so they're $20 per entry or three for 50. Just go to the 49ersrush.com. The link is in the description of this video. And again, we're just trying to make somebody's day. The tickets are only going up, sadly, but that's okay. Again, two club-level seats between the 20-yard lines. If we sell more of these raffles, we'll upgrade the tickets as it goes. But I'll be honest with everybody right now, we have not gotten close to selling the allotment. So the 49ers Rush is going to take a little bit of a wash on this one, but you have better odds to get better seats if you want to try it out. And if not, that's not your thing, no big deal. No big deal at all. Continuing with the rookies, Isaac Garrido did not play. Jacob Cowing did not play. He was getting a lot of training camp work, and I think we're going to see a lot of Jacob Cowing next week. But, you know, he's maybe three or four practices in, coming back from a hamstring. They just chose, you know what, we're going to sit you this one. I think Jacob Cowing will get a lot. But, you know, it sucks because you've got the first and fourth round pick wide receivers and no Debo and no Jennings and no Ayuk, and we didn't get to see either of the rookies. Those guys could have gotten 50-plus snaps, but they're both dealing with issues. And so instead we had to protect, like, we're at the point where we have to protect our rookie wide receivers from hamstring issues and shoulder issues. It really upsets me. The coach in me and the fan in me is just pissed at the huge missed opportunity that both these guys could have got meaningful snaps and upgraded their kind of rookie whatever. And we missed it. We missed it. I hate to say it. Jared Kingston, he got some snaps in late. Not a lot of playing time, but, you know, they got him in there at guard. I will say this. I wouldn't be shocked. You know, he's gotten snaps at right tackle, right guard, left guard. Jared Kingston has. I wouldn't be shocked if they move him back to tackle. Just because the backup tackles were so bad. Brandon Parker and Chris Hubbard were terrible. You brought in these vet options. Neither one of them played well at all. And so I don't know. I'm curious to see the route, if they're just going to keep him at guard now, kick him back to tackle, which he's practiced some. I don't know. But, again, O-line, like I said, once we get into the tape, then I'm going to focus a lot on that. Tatum Bethune got a lot of snaps, which I really, really liked because he hasn't been getting any action in training camp at all. Like, he's working with the threes and fours sometimes, not even all the time with the threes. But he played – he led the team in tackles. He had eight tackles, one tackle for loss, great against the run. This was kind of his entire MO out of Florida State. He's a run-stuffing linebacker that struggles in zone drops, struggles in coverage. We saw exactly that. So I am pleased with the way Tatum Bethune played against the run. That was cool. Like, I mean, he was all over the place. And you could tell he was playing with a little swagger, a little confidence. It's been frustrating. That dude's watching a lot of playing time, you know, happen from the sidelines throughout training camp. So I think we put him on the kind of D-winners Jalen Graham first-year action plan. He's going to get a lot of snaps in the second quarter of the preseason games and then probably going to be iced over. You know, is he even going to be in special teams? He's not the best player in space. He's not out there on a lot of the kickoff return. punt coverage, all that stuff. He's out there, but not with a lot of the starting group. So we'll have to see with that one. But overall, I'd say very positive performance by Tatum Bethune. Really thought that he added some positive tape. Excited to watch him.
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams 1 passing yard every week in September. That's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you could combine that again, 2 or 6 of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week 1. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams 1 pass yard. Bet $20, you win $60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win. So it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
Men. When we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com /energy.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Cody Schrader, let's get to the undrafted free agents. Yeah, dude got it as running back too, behind Jordan Mason, and got a lot of snaps. Positive, great blitz pickup. He got blew up twice, but stopped a dude. They Titans were blitzing like crazy. They were just going for blood. I know it's a new coaching staff. I know they're playing their starters, all that stuff, because there was a point where Cody Schrader was out there against their starting defense. Jordan Mason got that very first drive, scored the touchdown, dominated whatever else. Cody Schrader was in there against the Titans starting defense, did great first blitz pickup, but that's about it, which is good. Undrafted, you know, rookie running backs, if you can protect the quarterback, then you're doing all right. Like even the sack that happened on Brandon Allen, where two dudes hit him at the same time, that wasn't on Cody Schrader. He picked up his guy. I think it was Chris Hubbard just got steamrolled. Then there was a free blitzer. So it was Chris Hubbard and it was Brandon Allen. They're responsible for that. He picked up the inside blitz perfectly. But you look at running the ball, there was no room. After Jordan Mason left, the 49ers could not run the ball. He had 5 carries for 6 yards. Not good. You look at what Matt Breida did whenever he came in, 6 carries, 0 yards. Offensive line just wasn't really getting much movement at all. And there was a lot of contact against the running backs behind the line of scrimmage. It was bad. It was pretty poor as far as the run blocking goes. But again, he was out there against the starters. You're talking an undrafted free agent getting reps against their first team with our backup offensive line. It's going to go about as well as you thought it did. He's not Jordan Mason. Very few people are. But did have that 1 catch for 3 yards. Great blitz pickup. So from a Kyle Shanahan perspective, a Bobby Turner, you know, the 49ers running back perspective, I think trust has gone up dramatically for the undrafted free agent. So, yeah, I love it. Kaden, he says, what is hashtag CC? That's the countdown crew. It helps the show out. Anytime people put the hashtag CC into the live chat, boost the algorithm and stuff so our show gets more views and all that kind of stuff. So countdown crew, anytime we put the countdown video up, the hashtag CC, much appreciated to all those who do. You guys are awesome. Appreciate you guys. Now, let's keep going with these bad boys. Then we'll get to some of y'all's questions. Now, when we talk about Evan Anderson, which he made my top 6 for players to watch, didn't really like his tape. Didn't really like the way he was playing. I'll have to go through the tape, but I didn't like the game overall is what I'm trying to say. I really thought that he played poorly. It did have 2 solo stops, just got way too much movement horizontally and gave up way too much run integrity. There were so many times where I'd be watching a play develop. They'd run to where 66 Evan Anderson was supposed to be. And again, this was the prized undrafted free agent for the 49ers. They paid him the most money. And I'd say it's probably one of the biggest positions where the 49ers need somebody to step up, that defensive tackle spot. He was just getting moved out of the way too much horizontally. You know, and so I don't know. He did get 2 solo stops. I get that. But Kalia Davis, like I thought there was competition between Kalia Davis, T.Y. McGill, Evan Anderson, and Shaquille Brown. Like those guys, you need one to step up. I think the competition's over. Kalia Davis won that one. T.Y. McGill, terrible game. Shaquille Brown, I didn't think played well. And I don't think Evan Anderson had an overall good tape. Kalia Davis ran away with it. I really do believe that. So we'll see. Obviously, it's his first preseason game. There's room for growth, all those things. But overall, not good. Let's talk Mason Plime, tight end. You know, I put on there that I was excited to see, you know, I didn't include Mason Plime in my six people that I was excited to watch because he just hasn't been getting the rotation. And I know there's some people out there saying that he's going to make this roster and whatever. Mason Plime got zero offensive snaps, unless he snuck in at some point whenever I missed him. But it was late in the fourth quarter. Mason Plime, 89, is coming in for the first time. And I'm like, oh, nice. Mason Plime's finally getting in. And as soon as they get in the huddle, they send in Cameron Law to 81 and send Mason Plime out. And it's like, no, we're going to go for the win. Let's get Plime out. So anyway, what I was saying is I didn't include Mason Plime in my, you know, players to watch. And I got a couple DMs from people saying, like, why aren't you talking about Mason Plime? You don't know what you're talking about. He's the tight end, whatever. You're missing it. If you've been at training camp, you're blind, all this stuff, which is cool. I love it when people are very passionate about certain players. That's awesome. I do the same thing. But the dude didn't even get a snap, and he was healthy, and he got pulled. I think the 49ers really like Mason Plime. But to say that he's making the 53 just seems very far-fetched when he's not in the one tight end, two tight end, three tight end, four tight end, five tight end rotation. And we're a bad tight end team. Like, obviously, Kittle's amazing. Saubert's going to be number two. Brandon Willis is going to be number three. But that, like, 4, 5, 6, you know, Latu, Mason Plime, and Jake Tonchis, I think Jake Tonchis is running away with that. Cameron Latu had two catches for, like, 12 yards, but was invisible. Like, he doesn't make an impact in the run game, doesn't make an impact in the pass game. Jake Tonchis is playing fullback, tight end, more catches, more yards, more blocking, more all those things. I don't know. Take that for what you will. So, like, I like Mason Plime. I think he's destined to be on this practice squad. But the fact that, you know, we get to preseason game one and he didn't get any reps. But you got to remember, this is a basketball convert that hasn't played much football. Yes, he's a good receiving threat option. He's just got to learn football. He's just got to learn. And so he's a year out. That's what I keep saying. Like, he's a year out. Love the reps that he's getting. I just cannot find a way that Mason Plime makes this roster. And it's not because he's not good. His ceiling's higher than a lot of those people. But tight end is a difficult position. And when you already have that learning curve and you don't have the experience, it's just he's behind the eight ball. And I'm telling you, they really like Jake Tonchis. Will he make this roster? I don't know. What do? Do you take Cameron Latu, the third-round pick for last year, or do you take Jake Tonchis, who's kind of bounced around the NFL and, you know, doesn't really have the ceiling but embodies the 49ers culture? I'm taking Jake Tonchis. I don't know. Drake Nugent. I saw somebody asked about Drake Nugent up here a little while ago. Played good. I really thought, you know, he came in late at center, which I like, getting those reps, but – you know, again, we'll watch on tape, and I just think Drake Nugent, they got a lot of centers. He falls into that Mason Plime, look, we want you to develop as a center, come back, compete next year. I think practice squad is probably where he's going to be at. There's too many guards. There's just too many interior offensive guards that they could keep. Ben Bartsch, you know, Nick Sakel, they could keep one of those. That's your, like, number three and four center. You're not going to keep five centers. And I think Drake Nugent, even though he's played some guard, he's going to be a center only, I think, for the rest of his career. You know, emergency situation, play some guard, but he's a center only. Jalen Mahoney, the safety, got in late, had one tackle, has had a pretty good camp. He's out there early all the time. It's fun watching him fly around. But, again, he's buried on this depth chart. So you get these undrafted free agent. You're hoping their practice squad players to develop, and I think that they got that. But at the same time, like, you've got a little ways to go with these guys. You really, really do. So, and again, like, let me just say this. The overall theme of the game was awesome. I really did feel the entire time like, man, this is positive. The 49ers, Kyle Shanahan letting Kubiak call plays for the first time. That's never happened. That's the first time Shanahan's ever done that. That's a positive. Now, for you tinfoil hat wearing people that are like, oh, this is what it's going to – No. This was – a lot of teams do this to allow their staff to get just some experience calling plays because Kubiak's the next guy gone. We just lost his brother to the Saints. He's their OC. The next Kubiak's going to be gone too. Look how many coaches we have lost. This is a Shanahan doing his assistants a solid to help them build their resume so they can become an actual OC somewhere else. And so I think that's huge. Now, before we jump forward to questions and all that kind of stuff, if you're going to a Niners game, you got to come party with us, man. We had an awesome turnout here in Nashville. 200 plus people for a preseason game. You guys are the absolute best. But if you're going to any of the away games, man, you know where to go.
All right. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing till we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful.
All right, so let's get to some of these questions and comments. Caden, Ronnie Bell out, please. Definitely had a terrible game. You know, played through an injury. He's been tough, and that's the thing. Like, we saw Ronnie Bell with what he did during the season last year. You know, Ronnie Bell came into the preseason, stepped in for the game. Ayuk was out, I think week three or week four. Was awesome, but then his play just declined throughout the season, got worse, worse, worse. You look at what Ronnie Bell's had a great camp. You could argue Ronnie Bell's had one of the better camps of the entire, you know, wide receiving core. Not talking Juwan Jennings, Deebo Samuel, obviously, but he's had awesome, awesome camp. A lot of contested catches. This time, not great. Now, I know everybody's going to talk about that perfect throw Brandon Allen had on third and long to Ronnie Bell that he dropped. He's been making those catches during camp, and I don't want that one play to define him. I'm more upset that, you know, he had the holding call whenever he came back through the injury, which I love the toughness. That's huge. He fought through an injury, came back, played, goes out there, gets a penalty right away. The lack of separation will always be a major hindrance to everything that Ronnie Bell is. He's a contested catch, small, tough wide receiver only. And whenever you're that, there are going to be a lot of 50-50 balls. And so the ceiling on Ronnie Bell is just so low. He was a seventh-round pick, and I love the – I think he fits the culture. I think he fits the toughness. I think he fits the versatility. You play all the wide receiver spots. He can be a returner. He can do all that. Playing him out wide is just not fair to him. He's got to be a slot kind of X – or sorry, slot or Z flanker wide receiver only. And whenever they put him out there out wide, it's just not fair to kind of who he is. It was bad. It was bad. Joe, he says, you know, the backup defensive tackles could not stop the run. There was some bad tackle play, but you got to understand, one, you're playing against a very physical kind of duo, one of the best offensive line coach teams in the NFL with the Callahans there. Callahan Auto Parts. Anyway. What I will say is a lot of that was on the linebackers. Yeah, the defensive tackles had some bad play, but Khalil Davis was monster out there. Also, Robert Beal Jr. was a big reason why a lot of those runs were taking place. And so, like, when they run through the B gap, okay, so, like, if you look at the center, the spot between the center and the guards, the A gap, guard tackles the B gap, right? A lot of times when they run through that B gap, it looks like it's on the defensive tackle, and it's not. It's on the linebacker and defensive end. Robert Beal was so bad versus the run. And he played more than almost anybody, probably offense, defense combined, 51. They need him to be a guy, especially with Drake Jackson done for the year already. He couldn't stop the run. He could not squeeze his gap and set the edge at all. So the defensive tackle and the linebacker are leaving this giant B gap that is just like Moses parting the Red Sea, man. And so he's putting the linebackers at a disadvantage. He's putting the defensive tackle and the safety at a disadvantage. It's just really, really, really bad. So, yeah, there are some defensive tackles that played poorly. We talked about Evan Anderson. We talked about T.Y. McGill. There's some issues there. But also, some of the guys off screen who perhaps maybe aren't getting a lot of the fair share of the critique, it's bad. The tape's going to explain a lot. And so whenever I go through, again, play every single freaking play, I'm going to show you this is why. And a lot of it's going to be guys that we don't think are really the issue. Michael, what's up, man? He says, John, special teams is terrible. I freaking hate it. I knew it was going to be gross. The 49ers were one of three teams that voted against this new kickoff rule. And we're even worse at it than we were at the old kickoff rule. And we were dead. We were one of the worst teams in the NFL there. We were in the first quarter and we had our punter and our kicker with a missed tackle. In the first quarter of the first preseason game. It's absolutely so bad how poorly we are coached at special teams. And it's coaching. It's not the personnel. It is 100. For somebody who has been at training camp and seen all these practices, it 100% is coaching. I'm telling you guys, it's coaching. They are not getting reps. It's just the special teams coordinator sitting out there talking for 20-minute periods and them getting three reps. Like, it's just a waste. They don't have the experience. They don't get the reps. Kyle Shanahan said in the press conference, well, now we've got cut-ups of all the teams that have tried this through preseason, and now we're going to go study it and figure out what we got to do. It is the most reactive approach I have ever seen to how to be successful in football. Like, it's a joke to me. And again, I don't like being negative. What they are doing is just comical. Now, maybe they said, look, we're just going to chalk up preseason. We're going to suck. It's going to be embarrassing. Maybe we'll get it right by week one. That seems to be the approach. If I was the 49ers, obviously in preseason, you need to work on it. But I'd kick touchbacks. And we did. That's how inconsistent Jake Moody is. They actually kicked a touchback. Didn't do it on purpose. But Jake Moody can't control how hard he kicks the ball. We've seen that last year on the kickoffs as well. So it's just as poorly executed as possibly could be. And, yeah, missed tackles are going to happen and whatever else. But I'm just telling you, it's rough. It's rough. And, yeah, special teams, like in the season, I hope we just kick touchbacks, let them start at the 30 every single time. I would be 100% cool with that the entire year. Special teams is always a problem. Cost us in the Super Bowl big time. It grosses me out. Right here, appreciate you throwback. He says, Tatum Bethune hopefully can become a second linebacker. Yeah, I mean, would you rather have – so right now, if you look at just the Will, that number two linebacker spot, okay? So the Will, Mike, Sam conversation gets confusing. So let me just put it this way. Number one linebacker, Fred Warner, right? He plays that number one linebacker spot. Number two linebacker spot, that's the Dre Greenlaw or Will spot. Well, Greenlaw's out. Devondre Campbell has taken every single training camp first team Will rep besides the last week whenever he got a vet day. So it goes, the second spot goes Devondre Campbell, DFF, have been getting some of those snaps, which bothers me. Then D Winters. D Winters should be the guy. Like, it should be Campbell, then D Winters. Then it should be Tatum Bethune, probably. But Ezekiel Turner, the vet that we brought in, the special team player, 47 from Arizona, has been getting a lot of those. But if you want to put Tatum Bethune in that Sam spot, that number three linebacker spot, I'm cool with that as well. I like Bethune. I just think his coverage, not good. Joe says the O-line is going to get the quarterbacks killed. I didn't think that it was the terrible pass blocking. I know that one sack where Brandon Allen got killed, that was a blitz. And I know there were a couple plays where Josh Dobbs tried to make something happen. But I felt both our quarterbacks held the ball too long on both those hits. And that's been happening in training camp with, you know, Dobbs as well. Like, got to get the ball out. Got to get the ball out. And it's rough whenever you're dealing with these wide receivers that aren't getting separation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
It's the chicken versus the egg. But I didn't walk away feeling more negative about our offensive line. We didn't have a lot of our starters out there. I felt Pooney played well, and I felt Banks did all right. We'll see. We'll go through the tape. But, yeah, we'll see. Hey, Sin, what's going on? Appreciate you guys. Right here, Willie, appreciate you. How come the sack against Allen wasn't a penalty for placing full body weight on the quarterback? It seemed like two guys did. Yeah, I don't know. It seems like these refs were trying to not throw a lot of flags early, and then they started throwing a lot of flags late. Like, I don't know. We'll go back and watch that, but it seemed like he had two dudes full body weight on top of him. I did not like that. They didn't change the rule or anything like that. They just didn't call it. Dale says, if Trent is not here by week one, will you be concerned? Yes. Now, I talked about the tackles and how, you know, Chris Hubbard and Brandon Parker have not been good. I do feel, man, you know, the Trent Williams replacement, Jalen Moore, he's not Trent Williams. He's never going to be Trent Williams. But he's not bad. He's not bad. Is he a top 50 offensive tackle? I think he's right on that fringe. Well, there's 64 offensive tackles that start every single week in the NFL. I do think that Jalen Moore is good. Obviously, he's not the best. Trent Williams is a top 10 player in the NFL. Yeah, I would be majorly concerned. Shanahan said he's optimistic. Nothing has really changed. I'm telling you guys this, and again, this is just 100% my own whatever. Trent Williams doesn't want to be in camp. He just doesn't. And so for Trent, I think so much of it is just like, let's hold out and let's get into kind of, let's get this agreement done a little bit later. He's missing a lot of money, you know, $50,000 a day. And if you miss a preseason one, you're docked a game check and all that stuff. So he's getting docked huge, but people just do not want to be in camp. He's 30 plus years old, man. He's almost as old as I am. And they hate that stuff. So you kind of take that for what you will. It's what it is. Let's see here. I wonder, Invader says, you know, Schneider should be on the hot seat for a year now. Shanahan doesn't fire coaches often. The only coach that really he's fired is Steve Wilks. But Hightower, his old buddy from Texas, hook 'em baby, he told him, like, go find another job. I don't know. It's bad. It's really, really bad. We'll see. We'll see. And I don't like being the negative whatever. And I don't like talking about people being fired. I don't like that. I'm just saying – our special teams are terrible, and after going to all the training camps, it's very easy to see why. Maybe I'm just my own, and, like, I get it. People keep saying, well, it's something new, and they got to teach it and all that stuff. You don't teach on the field, not that much. You teach in the rooms. You teach on film. You teach – that's where you teach. You rep on the field, and the 49ers have never done that. Never done that. They don't rep. They don't get work. So the first time they get work is in preseason, and how did that turn out? And that's a new coaching staff you're going against. Brand new coaching staff with brand new kickoff rules, and they got the leg up on you. And not only in kickoff and kickoff return, and punt and punt return too. And you're like, well, Mitch Wisnowski ain't out there. Well, doesn't matter. Everybody else is. Anyway, I'm sorry. I got to stop talking about as much as teams. Dan, is Jake Brendel still the likely future? I think so. I think Feliciano and Brendel are kind of, you know, 1A, 1B there. I've been from the rooftops screaming that, yeah, it should be Feliciano. I am not a Jake Brindle believer. I think that he is very consistent, but I think the ceiling play of Feliciano is way higher, especially in the run game, especially in the run game. So we'll see. I do like that we have those two options there, and hopefully we get, you know, Spencer Burford back to start getting some reps at guard. Obviously, we all want Pooney to be that guy, and I think eventually he will be. But, you know, next year you're looking at your guards being Spencer Burford and Dominique Pooney. So, like, you need him back as well. He's been working off on the side because his hand's broken and all that stuff. But, yeah, we need as much depth there as possible. But I do love all these reps that he's getting. Whoa, phone's falling there. Calm down now. There we go. Yeah, I appreciate this, Jedi. You know, Moore is decent and the most important player on the team until Trent comes back. Jalen Moore's played well. He really, really has. It's just, does he deserve to be a star? If Jalen Moore was on the Titans, he'd be their starting right tackle. I'm telling you that right now. Like, he would be their starter. Nicholas Petit-Frere's all right. Jalen Moore's better than he is. Their starting tackle. Anyway, take that for what you want. Dan says, John, who is the last cornerback to make the 53? Rockyasin is the lock now with Ambry Thomas breaking his forearm, and I hate that he's injured. I do think that this makes the Niners better. I think you look at the kind of last guy, you're talking Samuel Womack versus Chase Lucas. I love Womack, and I thought Chase Lucas had a good game. I think he's played really, really well. Again, you heard me go on my special teams rant. Samuel Womack's as good as special teams players exist in the NFL. So that would be mine. I hope Womack played inside, outside. And I like that he was vocal with the rookie and kind of checked him and put him in his place. So I'm going to go Samuel Womack. I don't think that he had the best preseason game out there. But, gosh, just the special teams alone. Just put him on all the special team stuff. It's what it is. Take that for what you will. Let's see here. Joe says, you know, they need to trade for a starting offensive line. Yeah, I mean, who knows? Trent Williams going to walk away from a lot of money if he does retire. Obviously, he's super rich, first ballot Hall of Famer without it. I don't think Trent wants to. Trent's fighting for more years. He wants more years, more money. The 49ers seem not want more years. There's 3 years left on his contract, but no guarantee. Or sorry, 2 years left on his contract, no guaranteed money. They're trying to, look, let's give you some more guarantees without adding more years. He's sitting there saying, no, I want the Christian McCaffrey plan. I want more years and more money. But we'll see it. So I'm not too worried about him retiring. Obviously, it could happen. I don't know. I'm not an inside source. It's just my own whatever. Don't ever want to be an inside source. But my thing is, he wants more years. I don't think retirement's an option. I just think he hates minicamp. He's been on back-to-back 20-game seasons and played through a lot of injuries. I think he just wants to rest. And once he gets paid, he'll be out there. And as soon as he walks on the field, he's a top five tackle. Will he be the best Trent Williams week one if he comes out week one? Probably not. But I'll take a top five offensive tackle week one, no problem. But I don't think retirement is going to be an issue. Joe, what do Jalen need to do in order to improve his game? Jalen Moore, I think that he's pretty maxed out at left tackle. I think he'd be much better at left guard, personally. And whenever the Niners drafted Jalen Moore, they said, we're going to move him inside to guard. They did. It didn't work out on the right side. Some guys just can't make the switch from left to right. You can make the switch from left tackle to left guard. That's relatively easy. But left tackle to right guard, some people just can't do it. He played predominantly on the left side in college anyway. And so, like, I think left guard would be his ceiling play, but the Niners can't do that because Trent Williams never practices on Wednesdays all season long, and you've got to get good, clean reps for your team against Nick Bosa. And so now, can Jalen Moore block Nick Bosa? Not very consistently. Invader, Zakel. Nick Zakel looks like he's in a battle with Ben Bartsch. I'm taking Ben Bartsch every single time. Nick Zakel, the ceiling seems higher. Bartsch is just so much more consistent. I know we were really high on Zakel, and the Niners said that he was as close to a gold helmet guy as they had in that draft, Brock Purdy's roommate, all that stuff. He's gotten better. He has improved. I'm taking Ben Bartsch, and I'm not looking back. We'll kind of see what happens there. Now, let me just, you know, check the Twitter sphere, make sure nothing new is going on. I'm not seeing anything there. That's good news. Oh, my camera's falling again. Goodness. Working in this Airbnb is a good time. But hopefully you walked away from this show just saying, like, look, I understand these guys went up, these guys went down, these guys kind of stayed the same on the rookie forefront. The tape is going to tell all. And articles are going to be written from amazing beat reporters that do a hell of a job and all those things. And you're going to hear conflicting reports. That's a good thing. Not saying this person's right or I'm wrong or whatever else. Just go with I'm wrong every time and you'll be right better than not. Go to the film. The film tells the story. We all fall in love with certain players and these rookies and whatever else. But until we see them play in a 49ers uniform, all that goes out the window. And so the tape, which should be out in about a day, I'm flying back. I'm heading to the airport now. I went a little longer than I was supposed to. But hopefully whenever I land tonight and wake up in the morning, I'll have the tape, and then we'll get all that up on the 49ersrush.com on our Patreon channel. And if you haven't signed up yet, what are you doing? Get over there. Support the show. Check it out. Learn your football IQ. And if you're one of those people that's just like, man, I don't even know what to look for, well, go to our Football 101. We got like 12 videos explaining simple scheme. You want to learn run gaps. You want to learn coverage schemes. You want to learn what man coverage versus zone and what a cover four drop is and all that. Like, I show you visually so that you can understand. So what motions do and why they do them, all that kind of stuff's up on there. And as soon as you sign up, you get access to everything. So the49ersrush.com, 7-day free trial, wherever you sign up. And then also, man, as this preseason keeps going, we have our next Zoom hangout after the last preseason game where we're going to guess our 53-man roster, and we're going to go through and create that with you guys, which is always a lot of fun. So thank you, guys. This will be my last show from Nashville. Oh, camera's falling again. Good Lord. I'll see you guys back home. And until then, stay strong, faithful.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.